Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a weekly podcast with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I'm your co-host, Drew Polvencia. For more information on this podcast, visit ideanetwork.church.
Hey, Drew, it's time to advertise.
This is my favorite part of each podcast.
Yeah, but we're not going to advertise the book any longer. Nobody cares.
I mean, I think you've sold a few copies at this point.
It's done. It's done. Put a fork in it, because right now we've got a new thing to push on you,
tell us, great listener. Please tell us.
No, I can't, because some of these people are fast-forwarding right now.
That's true.
No, stop fast-forwarding.
Stop the scroll.
Okay, now you're ready. Here's what we're going to advertise to you. That is the official membership of the Idea Network.
So originally it was called the Charter Membership.
Charter Membership was
limited to like 100 people, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And everybody, and only those who joined up in 2021. You say, man, I want to be a Charter Member. Well, too bad.
You can no longer be a Charter Member. However, you can be a part of the membership program.
That's right, an official member of the ID Network. You say, but I listen to the podcast. You're not a member. Yeah, but I'm in that Facebook group. Not a member. Yeah, but I come to Idea Day. Not a member.
I bought swag off the store.
Not a member.
Yeah.
But that swag, by the way, is awesome
stuff.
Pretty
great.
Yeah. Official members are those who are joining the 2021 Charter Members in our membership program. What does that look like? Well, it looks like a monthly fee that goes toward the functioning of the Idea Network and allows the Idea Network to do the things that it does. With that membership, this is what you're purchasing. You're purchasing a weekly virtual roundtable with myself and other ministry leaders for the purpose of creating an environment to share collaborative ideas between Idea Nights, Idea Days, and Idea Summits. These virtual roundtables have been a refreshing time for so many of us. But not only that, you receive a swag box with all of the greatest merchandise Idea Network has to offer and the ability to get involved in member-exclusive events. What are these member-exclusive events? Well, like coming up here in January.
Yeah, so think of like if you go to like a big event and there's like this special meetup that nobody knows about,
yeah,
except for like a elite group of people.
These are the elites.
That's it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For example, this January, we're going to be going to San Antonio and doing a members-exclusive Idea Day. And it's a lot of fun. Where we're going to stay, very nice place right there on the river. What are we going to do and what are we going to eat? Really nice event. In fact, we're pretty excited, Jeremy, Kylie, and I, because it's one of the nicest events we've ever put on. But this is only for our members. Look, we want you to be supportive of the network, and you want to be supportive of the network, but there's a lot that comes along with it. We want you to be involved with the official membership of the Idea Network. All you have to do is go right to the website and look up membership and join us soon.
IdeaNetwork.church. Sign up there.
Welcome to this episode of the Idea Talks. Happy New Year to all of you that are listening out there. Thanks for joining us now in 2022. Crazy to think about that. On today's episode, we have a special guest with us, and that is Mr. Fred Murray. Fred is our administrative pastor here at Southern Hills Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's going to be talking to us about helping your staff grow. This is a session from an Idea Day that happened recently, where he talks specifically and strategically about some ways to not only develop your staff, but to help them progress in their positions. A lot of times, many staff members feel like they're stuck. They don't have ways to grow. They don't have ways to grow into whatever their next position is unless they leave your ministry. And that's not something you commonly want to happen, especially if you're invested so much time into each individual person. So Fred's going to propose some great ideas for helping your own staff grow at your church or your ministry. Hopefully, this episode will be a great help to you. Without any further ado, Fred Murray.
All right. So essentially, what we are trying to do today is to help you help your staff grow, either numerically, spiritually, and or goal-driven. So here at Southern Hills, we have a lot of staff that is driven, because it kind of comes from the personality of our pastor. Our staff highlights Pastor Josh a lot, so we're go-getters. And so we wanted to develop today, per the essentially the command of Pastor Tyson, look, we develop a system so our staff can grow. It's essentially what he was talking about. So let's give you some background to it, then we'll get into the really incredible background,
yeah.
Incredible outline of who, why, and how. It's amazing what we were able to come up with. So before we get to the who, why, and the how, let me give you kind of a background to why we're doing a staff process. And so you'll have in your hand a staff development pyramid. Yes, it looks like a hierarchy, and we acknowledge that, but we'll talk about...
Yeah, we're actually selling a pyramid scheme today.
Yes,
and so none of you have ever experienced any of this in your church, but if you sign up today, and then you get two to sign up under you, then we can continue to continue to grow, grow out what we're doing.
So what we want to do is Pastor Josh basically said, hey, Fred and Blake, I need you guys to develop a pathway, because what's happened is Josh and I have been in conversations with staff. As soon as they get here, they're like, hey, what's my potential? What's my ceiling? And what we so we want our staff to be able to go to their full potential, but also at the same time, we don't want them running over people on their way up the corporate ladder, if you will. We're not fans of that at all. So we basically created a way, we think, to allow them to develop their own ladder and develop their own ministry. Because sometimes you get caught up in promises. So Blake and I have had conversations in the past, like we're literally, we have a 30-year plan. So for the first 10 years, the next 10 years, Blake is helping develop campuses. The next 10 years, he'll go into executive pastor of campuses. Then the next 10 years, he's taking over my job. Okay? That's essentially how the game plan is. But what I don't want Blake's future to be based on is a promise I made in 2019. Is Fred going to keep his promise? No, Blake knows even if I keep my promise or not, he can still advance here at Southern Hills Baptist Church. And so what we're going to focus on first is the who. The who. The first thing on who you want to hire is you want to hire spirit-filled individuals, and you want to put them into two different categories, okay, that we've just developed. Many of you already probably have this in place and don't even know it. The first category of your spirit-filled worker is the office worker, day-to-day, in church, on staff, there with you all the time. The second category of spirit-filled worker is a remote worker, somebody who you trust to never come in but still get the job done. That's the idea. So a remote worker, or sorry, an office worker who you can kind of oversee and kind of make sure they're staying on task, and a remote worker, somebody who you trust that they never have to show up to the office, but you know that they're getting their job done. Because as you look at the pyramid that we're going to show you later on, if they are not spirit-filled, just to be honest, in this environment and in probably your ministry environment, they're not going to make it up the ladder. If you are not in this for people, okay, Acts chapter 6 talks about the role of the deacon a lot, and they were spirit-filled men. Your church staff essentially, in many cases, functions as deacons, even though they don't have that official title. But we were talking to Pastor Chris, our small groups pastor, says, Fred, I love what you did with this development pathway. He says, my biggest concern is people focus on the pathway and not focus on people. Mm-hmm. I said, Chris, you're exactly right. And so that is my like, you know, idea day, there, you know, the thing that we say, hey, it's about ideas, no agendas. Well, for this, as you're talking to your individual, it's not about the pathway. It's about helping people. Now, reward of helping people for numerous amounts of years, you'll move up a ladder. But if you're focused on that ladder, you're going to get stressed out, you're going to get in the flesh, and you're not going to make it.
And because of this, this is why we don't give this out until somebody is hired, until after somebody is hired. So when somebody's in an interview process, we're not going to hand this to somebody because that's going to promote, oh, okay, personal. If they want to have those conversations afterwards, we want there to be, we're all in ministry, we want there to be a calling to a position, not a, oh, yeah, I'm going to use this as a stepping stone, I'm going to use this as a ladder to get to either my next ministry or the next nonprofit or my next job or whatever have you. As you guys, I'm sure, have experienced that as well. Nobody's ever lost a youth pastor within a year, right? So we don't want that to have to take place or have to happen.
Yeah, it's okay if somebody is, they're using your ministry as a stepping stone. We used to ask that they let us know. Is the idea. And so, but in the process, though, we want to make sure that they're able to excel and advance. So spirit-filled is, first of all, if they're not spirit-filled, they're not going to survive. Then driven. Driven is key. I like what Paul says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. You got to be driven. My favorite basketball player, the Black Mamba, just recently died. People say, hey, what's your favorite Kobe basketball moment? I don't have any. I can't think of a single one, but I have dozens of interviews and conversations that I've heard the man give, and I love his drive and his work ethic. So much so that other lazy people on his team didn't like it. And so, gotta have the drive. But the problem with the drive is sometimes you can annoy other people. So let me just give you some examples. So I'm just gonna be transparent. Blake is a very driven person, but Blake basically says, look, I'm driven, I wanna succeed, but at the same time, I want to serve, but I also want to know what my path is here. So Blake had some conversations about 2 years ago, like, hey, how can I grow here? And it was really a formation for us about, do we really have a good answer? So one of the first answers we gave is, hey, build your own ladder, but build it downward. Okay, build it downward. Get your assistants, get your volunteers, and build it downward. And Blake's like, okay. And very, very submissive because the guy's driven. But that still left some questions in his mind. And so Pastor Josh, with some conversations with our life coach, Mike Smith, and just being able, just honestly looking at the military and even things like pyramid, you know, pyramid schemes, or even more reputable multi-level marketing like insurance companies, things like that, he saw how fast they would advance people. Mm-hmm. Literally, you get promotion 6 months in, 12 months in, 18 months in, 24 months in. That's something that we really wanted to develop for driven people.
Yeah. The that kind of leads us into the why behind it. After we hire the person who's spirit-filled, who's driven, who is mission-minded and on mission, it really does...
go into mission-minded real quick, what that is for...
Well, yeah. So if we're coming in and we are hiring, we're hiring driven people, they can be driven, but they can be driven for self-purpose. Mm-hmm. So what a personal pathway does, it allows somebody to be mission-driven for the church and for your senior pastor's vision or even for your executive pastor's vision, but it allows them to be personal pathway-minded for the individual. This is something that a guy can take home to his wife and say, "Hun, I know we're called here, but look at where our life is going to go." This doesn't require Pastor Fred leaving. This doesn't require me taking over as senior pastor. I don't have to go take a ministry somewhere. Look at where I can go. This is my personal pathway. And my personal pathway, as we develop that, is able then to focus inside of our church's mission. When we develop personal pathways for our employees, it should never be outside of their personal mission. Now, there's things that we get to do, like idea days, mm-hmm. consultations, things along that line, that may be outside of church's mission, the local church's mission. But my personal pathway is never driven by how many idea events I'm going to do, how many consultations we're going to do together, any of those things. It's always going to be my personal pathway is mission-minded towards our church's mission, process, and vision. Every single one of these, as we'll go through them here in a minute, will be focused on Southern Hills Baptist Church, mission, process, and vision. So that's extremely important. But Pastor Fred, he was right. When I came in, I was working at, if some of you that know me, I was working at Best Buy at a pretty high level.
You were working in Circuit City.
I buried it. No. And I had never been in a position for longer than 6 months. I was promoting out. And it was driving me nuts. I was here 6 months. I was like, I got good at my job. Okay, what's next? Like, I got that. I got that box. Like, let's move on. Let's do this. And then I looked up and I was like, well, I really like Pastor Fred and I love Pastor Josh and these are my guys. It's not like I'm going to push one of them out. So I guess I just need to be content with what God's given me. Not a bad principle to live by, to be content with what God's given you. But sometimes contentment can go hand in hand with settling. So we got together and we decided, look, I need to create something that is a personal pathway that is not based on position. A personal pathway, somebody that comes into our organization, every single person will have these 9 steps. And if you notice here, there's never, or on the top of this chart here, it doesn't say executive pastor. It doesn't say senior pastor. It says executive leader. Any position at Southern Hills can build value to the point to where they become an executive leader. And then that allows me to go home to my wife, to my family, and be like, hey, I feel like God is calling us maybe to something else. Or, no, I can be an executive leader here, and this is where I'm going to stay, and this is where I'm going to go. It also, it very easily, if we follow the outline, it provides me a freedom to be able to go and to progress as fast as possible. When Pastor Fred and I were developing this together, he said, Blake, how quickly would your executive leaders promote in the first couple months? Executive leaders, the ones that became executive leaders at Best Buy underneath of me, they were hitting every single step on time in a moment. But those, some were just, to be honest with you, they were content being department leaders. Mm-hmm. And if that's you in the room, that's okay. You may look at this and be like, man, team manager sounds really good. And that's okay. If that's what's inside of your personality, that's what God's called you to, that's a great, great thing. But it also allows you and your wife to be able to look at this, you and your family to be able to look at this and say, okay, yeah, this is something that I can go by, that I can see. But thirdly, this pathway, this personal pathway also, and for me, this is the biggest key, it provides value at any position and any level. It doesn't matter whether I'm coming in with 20 years ministry experience and coming into a brand new church, or I'm coming right in and I'm just a driven college student right out of Bible college. I can see this. I can see, okay, this is my personal pathway development. Pastor Fred and Pastor Josh, even, and this is kind of an executive tip, have even allowed time inside of our 168-hour weekly schedules for personal development time. So the documents that you're having on your one-on-one meetings with your staff that we should be having should be able to pull this out and be like, hey, a good leader, by the way, is able to, I teased Pastor Fred just last week. I said, can I take a demotion down to team leader again so I can just build my way up? Because there's a lot of promotions on here that I'd like to hit, man.
All the cool perks, too.
Yeah, all the cool perks. I said, you owe me a couple free lunches, buddy. Like, you know what I mean? But what this allows you to do is it allows anybody to come in at the level that you designated them to and to see a pathway up that isn't senior pastor, that doesn't cause that tension between executive pastor and employee. It truly provides value at any position. I'll pick on Vivian a little bit in the back. She just started. She's our Blue Diamond church host right here at Southern Hills now that I'm kind of moving on. And she's been doing a great job. She's been in the position training now for about 5 weeks, and she's been killing it. So she's a team member, but she's able to look at this and be able to progress her way up and to be able to do those things. And no doubt, a good team member is able to then bring this to their team leader and say, hey, I've been here 6 months. Am I hitting these things? Am I able to do these things? What do I need to do in order to be able to come to Team Apprentice? What can I do? Pastor, what do I need to do in order to be there? What do I need to do in order to be there? Pastor Fred, Pastor Josh, and I, we had these conversations. But look, they were hard on me because I didn't know where they thought I was. They were hard on Pastor Fred and Pastor Josh, just to be very open and honest, because they're like, man, is Blake not happy? Are these things not... What's going on? It wasn't anything to do with my happiness. I didn't have a clear path to development. We didn't know what, to be honest with you. Well, we're happy you're here. You're here. And I'm happy I'm here, but where can I go? What can I get to? And the personal freedom, the value at any level, and that's the key indicators of what these can do. So Pastor Fred and I, we're going to get granular kind of on the what now in the development pathway, why we named things these ways and things along that line.
Yeah.
Comes from Best Buy and military, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, don't worry about the handout that you have. That's basically just a more in detail depth of the pyramids. Take out the pyramids so you're not flipping through everything. The pyramid's much easier to look at. And so, again, just another caveat. If the person's not spirit-filled, they're not going to make it up this. Mm-hmm. Also, too, let me also say this as well. One of our, we present to our board members, they said, hey, what about if the person becomes so self-focused, they stop focusing on the ministry as a whole? Mm-hmm. Well, in our annual bonus structure, one of the things that we do, we bonus for 60% of our bonuses for our annual bonuses based off of our goals. Did we accomplish our goals that were set out at the beginning of the year? 25% is based off longevity. If you survived a year in Southern Hills, you get 25% bonus. But the other 15% is based off of, are you a team player? And we caution our staff, if you don't get the team player bonus, essentially you are on probation. You could be gone in 6 months, is the idea. So if Blake ever got into the thing, or I got into the thing where it's all about me and forget what everybody else needs, we're probably not going to be around long. Mm-hmm. So that's a way to, yes, personal pathway, personal development. But if that starts getting too far one way, a team player bonus probably won't be given to you. And that's going to be like, it's only 15%, but the idea of, I didn't get this, I need to straighten up. And so that's just one of the things that we've done to kind of offset the risk that we take of somebody being so concerned with their pathway. So a team member, if you look at the pyramid at the bottom there, a team member would consist of all remote workers. And so if you don't know what remote workers are, I was put onto this idea by Sam Rayner, and many of you have already probably done this, just not knowing it. Remote worker, again, is a part-time employee who just simply works off campus. Now, Vivian comes in voluntarily sometimes, but Vivian technically is a remote worker.
And remote workers are in the team member category. Right now, we're keeping our remote workers in the team member category. If they become office workers, they'll start out the progression. We may change our minds in 6 months to a year just because that's what we do, is the idea. But any person that comes in as a team member. Mm. Now, if a, let's say, for instance, Kurt Skelly came on our staff, he would be coming as a team member. His pay may not be team member pay because of years of experience and things like that. But the first 6 months is basically a feeling out test for, does he like us? Do we like him? Mm-hmm. Is the idea.
This also allows you, this does not dictate your flow chart. Yes. This is a personal pathway. Mm-hmm. So you may bring somebody as, I mean, if Pastor Fred were to ever move on and we bring in over a new executive pastor, he's going to start at a team member level, and he's going to be able to hit all of these things, but he's still going to have be the top of the flow chart. This is not flow chart dependent. So very, very easily we're able to give this and say, hey, you're a team member. The team member can still start off at $65,000 a year. Yeah.
So team member, leading on a team apprentice, you know, pass a probation period. Again, could we tell our staff, don't buy a house within the first 6 months, please? Because, again, we don't know if you're going to be here. We've had one staff member ever not make it through probation. That's been about it.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't Blake. No, Blake made it. Can follow policies and procedures. You can tell who put this one in. That was me. If you can't follow the rules, you're not going to be here. For instance, we've had, even in our hiring process, people that could not follow the rules. Yeah. That didn't get hired because it couldn't follow the rules. We had one guy who went to church here for years. Love him to death. But our first two steps of our interview process are a web interview and a phone interview. He just mailed it in. Didn't get any time into it. He's like, why didn't I get hired? Because you butchered the phone interview and the web interview. You didn't follow the rules. Why is phone and web interview important? Because that's how I'm going to communicate with you most of the time. And so following the rules is very, very key for us. Now, there's some flexibility and stuff like that, but follow rules and procedures. And once you move from team member to team apprentice, your salary bumps up by 1.7 or 1.5%. You get a $50 gift card to wherever. And in our monthly strategy meeting, we give you a attaboy, round of applause, standing ovation type thing.
And that part's key. The people that do this well can really build energy inside of their staff and really promote some self-development. I mean,
Primerica's the experts at this.
Oh, yeah. If you have anybody Primerica in your church, ask them to go to a meeting. Ask them to go. Well, they probably already asked you. But go to one and sit there and just feel the energy in that room. Feel when somebody gets the promotion, the high fives that are going around, those things. Man, when you bring a new staff member into that type of culture, the type of personal development that can foster is huge.
So after team apprentice, we have team assistant, and that's 12 months of employment, typically after a year, and then they have their first review. We do 360 reviews here, and so they had a good review, and again, can they continue to follow procedures? But the big difference here is, can they establish their own annual goals? So the first thing that we do is we kind of give people a year to kind of get acclimated, you know, but can you establish your own goals for your ministry? And if you can do that, you're a team assistant and you get a 2% raise above your team apprentice raise, a $75 gift card, and then another strategy meeting announcement as well.
And this is on top of your regular annual raises, guys. This isn't like in place of, like, if you don't hit, you don't hit. These are extra bonus.
Yeah, so typically we put COLA, cost of living adjustments or whatever, we always put those in. But these are different than the cost of living adjustment. A couple other things, I don't want to bore you with details here because I do want to get into some questions. Team associate, 18 months, another positive review, can follow procedures again. Another raise. If a person started off at $50,000 a team member, by the time all these raises got done, they'd be at 80. Is kind of the idea. Just kind of to get a general idea of how that works there. 18 months. Team manager, as early as 24 months. Well, we changed the wording here because there's some things that need to take place. So as early as 24 months, can manage teams and volunteers, can execute church events, can ensure policies and procedures are followed, has one or more volunteer staff reporting to them. You know, if you don't have people under your leadership, you're not managing. I mean, in college, in my master's program, there was always a big debate. You're a leader or a manager? Who cares? just leave people, you know, and stuff like that. And so, so a team manager will have at least one person, volunteer or paid, reporting to them. When I first wrote this down, I had paid staff member, but then I'm like, I'm going to have a bunch of people come to me. Can we hire a person so I can get a promotion? And that's not what I wanted. And so, volunteer staff is acceptable, for this. Bonuses get bigger, $150 gift card. That's like motorcycle gear right there stuff. I need to go down to the bottom too. Yeah.
We're all trying to convince Pastor Josh to put us back at the bottom. So if you guys can be praying for that way.
So, and then another strategy meeting announcement plus lunch with your department head. And so just a congratulation lunch to Del Taco. I like Famous Days. That's how I take everybody. So that's team manager. A team coordinator, a little bit different. This happens at the 36-month or as early as 36 months. Can build a team of volunteers, can plan execute events again, can ensure policies are followed, has two or more paid or volunteer staff reporting to them, and has met more than 66% of their annual goals. So we don't just say, hey, Eric, please give me two goals. Okay, no, you need to do 5 to 7 goals annually. We go over them every January. Pastor and I review them to make sure that they're acceptable. And actually, I get bonused if my team, if all the team does their goals. And so it's actually sent to me, hey, are you doing your goals? Because I get helped out as well. So I'm very thankful for that. 3% raise, $250 gift card, another strategy meeting announcement, and lunch with department head. This is where it gets fun. Team director. Most of our staff is at the team coordinator position. Most of our pastoral staff are the team coordinator position. So even our pastoral staff has move room to have some more personal development. Team director, as early as 48 months, can build volunteers, yada, yada, yada. Three or more paid staff at this point working for them and 66 goals. So I'm going to go back to coordinator. Coordinator is actually paid staff. Team manager is volunteer staff. But once you get to coordinator, paid staff, and that can be a remote worker. So if your person comes on and says, hey, I need to have a staff member, please don't go try and hire somebody that you got to pay $60,000 a year for. Right. A remote worker, 10 to 20 hours a week, that can work with their schedule, that can still have life. Like I know Vivian does, for instance, is a great example. She's in my wife's small group during the week. She goes on ladies' walks as part of our ladies' group during the week, but she's still able to church host as well. And so that's team director, 48 months. This is actually an appreciation dinner. So you will go out with me and your department head, and we'll take you out to dinner, and we'll have a good time there. This one's probably not Del Taco. This is probably more along the Wolfgang Puck, Maggiano type thing. And so you guys do whatever you want there, but that's kind of how we're doing it. Lead department leader, as early as 60 months. You see the results there. Three more people, 66% of the goals. The biggest one that I want to talk to you about right now is, the bonus here is pretty cool. A salary bonus of 5% raise. That's a big deal. And an overnight at a Vegas hotel. And so that's something we like to do here. Okay, go to the Red Rock, go to Green Valley, just have an overnight with your spouse, get away from the kids.
$1,000 in chips. It's the real deal.
Don't tell them about that. So, Lay's Doritos, not the other one. Yeah. The Dorito chips.
Is that what you guys do with the people? Their chips.
Yeah, we store them to give them to staff later.
We don't get chips. We actually get sports book tickets. A lot. It's pretty interesting. And so never gotten chips, but plenty of sports book tickets. The last one is executive leader as early as 72 months. Now, this is key here because for us, culture is key. Okay, understanding the culture. So this one's a hard one to get to. You have to be here for 6 years. Have to be here for 6 years at Southern Hills. Can essentially, if me or Josh are gone, you can run the entire weekend, is one of the requirements here. So ability to lead the organization if superiors are out, ability to set departments, set a vision for the departments they lead. This is big time stuff. Can develop policies and procedures, can successfully manage multiple budgets, has four or more paid staff, has met more of their goals, and there is a 5-year future commitment. Okay, now we're not going to go pull back pay if God calls them to somewhere 3 years in, but there literally is a 5-year future commitment to work here at the church. Salary is a 10% increase. That's huge. That can be $8,000 a year increase by making it to this level. It's $9,000, $7,000, whatever it may be. A weekend getaway up to $1,000. So you can go up to wherever you want. So you can do Vegas or you can do San Diego or wherever, Tahoe. Or go visit Eric in Ohio. Whatever you want to do. And then a big time appreciation dinner. This is definitely Maggiano's type stuff. This is the entire executive team going out to dinner with you. So that's a path, a personal pathway that we've developed. We hope it's a help. And we're going to actually just kind of close here on this part, and then we'll get into nitty-gritty questions.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you would like to reach out to us, drop us an email at joshtice@ideanetwork.church. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.